Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
So this could be a rainy 2.5 days, as I understand it. Rain coming in later this morning and this afternoon, most of tomorrow intermittently, and then mostly Saturday morning, which is not good because they got some stuff scheduled. But we'll see how it plays out. We might be able to get that Children's Hospital parade in, or maybe delay it. I don't know what the plans are, but we'll find out and let you know as soon as we do. Hara Podamata joins us right now, an assistant professor of operations research and statistics at MIT. We saw this story at time.com, and it got our attention about AI and politics and social media. Good morning, Professor. How are you?
Good morning, Tommy. How are you?
I am okay. Thanks for taking the time with us. You know, I'm looking at the headline here. AI is transforming politics, much like social media did. I think sometimes people conflate social media with AI. So maybe we'll start by talking about the difference.
Yes, of course. So social media are platforms that, you know, we can go online, interact with our friends. Their main goal is that there is a network of people around us that we connect, we either know them in real life or they are, you know, internet friends. And we build this network of people around us and we just, you know, exchange ideas and we can chat and also see their posts, see their pictures, see the music that they put out. It's just a network of people at its core. When we talk about AI, artificial intelligence, the broad goal of AI is to build algorithms that can do things that humans do, but more effectively and better in some sense. So modern artificial intelligence systems are what we call, you may have heard in the news about generative AI. They are all these like chatbots like ChatGPT and Gemini and Claude that you can go online and prompt it, ask a lot of questions that you want to learn either about science or like other things around you. But that's the core difference, I would say. It's this like network structure that we see in social media as opposed to, you know, you single human interacting with an AI system nowadays.
So it seems like even though I might be a friend of Hara Podamata on social media and you give me something or tell me something, I shouldn't even make it about you. Let's make it about Joe Black. And I see his social media post and I believe what he says because I think I know he knows what he's talking about, although he may not when it comes to these language models. I might think that it's unbiased, but I don't know. Does anybody know who is behind those large language models or who's putting the information in there or how the information is being selected?
Right. That's a great question. I think that there are a couple of things to distinguish here. Like these large language models are AI systems that are what we call trained in a big corpus of training data. And this training data can be data that these models found on the internet, on different encyclopedias. We don't know exactly what goes in the training data of these models. Now, the other thing that's also true is that all of these models right now, the biggest ones that we have in the U.S., they come from companies that have stated their commitment to really try to do, you know, good by society, try to suppress misinformation, suppress conspiracy theories. So they have their own, you know, teams that are internal, and they pose a lot of guardrails for these models. So I want to be very careful here and not assign intent, because, you know, although these models are still black box for all matters for the public, I do think that there's a significant effort from the companies to, you know, do good by society.
Explain so that. Question, I'm sorry, Professor. Yeah. Go ahead.
No, I just wanted to add to conclude that that doesn't mean that, you know, it's always perfect, right? And that's what our study shows, that these models do express some sorts of biases from time to time. But in our case study, most frequently these biases kind of like seem to reflect things that we would see from the general population through election polls. But yeah, please go ahead.
So when you say black box, define that. What do you mean by that?
When we talk about a black box model, roughly speaking, we talk about a model that, although we know what goes sometimes into its input, so like in a large language model, the input when we interact with the system is a prompt, what you type on the chatbot, you don't know what happens in the inner workings of the system that causes the model to start giving you a response, which is the output. So we call it a black box because we cannot like see exactly what happens in the algorithm underlying this whole process.
Do we not know because it's proprietary information, or do we not know because we just don't know?
So there are a couple of things here. Yeah, like to some extent, this is proprietary information. Like, although, and this is not something that's new to large language models. Like, if we think about the search engines, we don't know exactly. Like, we have an idea. Google had published some papers about their search engine, but we don't know exactly how these algorithms truly work, right? It's like proprietary information. So that's one thing. The other thing is that underlying all this technology is another big technology that you may have heard of, deep neural networks. Now, deep neural networks are highly complex, and they are also like hard to specify concretely because they come with billions of parameters. And actually, this is a blessing and a curse for AI nowadays, because these billion of parameters, these large language models, these deep neural networks, is really where these systems draw their powers from. This is the big breakthrough that allowed these systems to be so powerful. So, you know, on the one hand, it is a blessing because it ushered us in this like new era of generative AI, but it is kind of a curse because we cannot understand completely what these models are doing.
Well, let me take a break. We'll pick it up. We come back talking to Hara Podamata, Assistant Professor of Operations Research and Statistics at MIT, about these large language models, about black boxes, about when you ask AI for information about an election, is the information you're getting unbiased or not? Or if it's biased, is it because of what's in that so-called black box, or is it because of the question that you asked and it's tailoring its answer toward what it thinks you maybe want to hear? I guess. I don't know. We'll pick it up. We come back. 622 Traffic Now, WWL. 627, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Thanks for getting your Thursday morning started with us. We're talking to Hara Podamata, an assistant professor of operations, research, and statistics at MIT, about AI impacting politics and elections. So, Professor, if I can, maybe to get to the bottom line here, and then I'll go back if we have time.
Mm-hmm.
When it comes to these black boxes or the deep neural networks, if I were to get whomever it is, a select group of people into one room, would everybody there know everything that these deep neural networks can do? Or have they, pardon the use of words, developed a mind of their own where maybe not everybody can put all the pieces together?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Heather.
So, once again, I want to be very careful about this. A lot of people, me included, and other experts in the field, we do understand like a lot of things about how these models work. The part that we don't understand belongs to, you know, some randomness, but it's not that we don't understand the inner workings. It's that these models are so complex that without actually running the model and interpreting the outputs, it's really, really hard to understand which parameter was activated at which point to try to make a clear deduction of like, hey, that was a critical factor that influenced how this model behaved at this point. And this is the reason why a lot of people have started trying to do black box experiments with these models, black box auditing, trying to understand, you know, based on the outputs of these models, how can we understand more deeply what is happening? What are these models doing? I want to be very careful and steer clear of any of how these models developed a mind of their own. I think that this is not the correct way to view this, because these are still like, human-made, algorithms, human-made machines. And I know that there's a lot of debate in the community about whether artificial general intelligence is already here. I personally think that it's not already here. So, take this like with a grain of salt.
Well, you've forgotten more about this than I could ever understand if I lived to be 185 years old, Professor. So I'll take your words very seriously. I hope you come back and talk about this, because it is we are just like on the this is like the Neanderthal stage of artificial intelligence. Would that be accurate or not?
I wouldn't say Neanderthal, but I think we're going to see a lot more advances in the coming years. I think we are definitely in the like AI revolution stage right now. So, yeah, month by month, we're going to be seeing new advances, I think.
Hope you come back. Thank you. Hara Potamata, Assistant Professor of Operations Research and Statistics at MIT. We'll talk to Mike Strain, Commissioner of Louisiana Department of Agriculture and Forestry, when we come back. 504-260-1870. What's the best cookie of all time? That's our survey today. Today's National Cookie Day. I'll give you the results after 9 o'clock. Text your answer in the 504-260-1870. It can be more than one if you want. Right now, time for WWL First News. For that, we go to Ian Ozan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.